听旋律就知道这是一首非常伤感的歌曲。嘿、hey, 各位好，欢迎收听乐听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 失去了心爱的人，于是每晚对着月亮说话，希望在另外一个世界的他能听到，幻想着他也正对着月亮跟自己说话。 Losing someone we love is something very painful. It can make us feel incomplete, as if the half of our soul is taken awayToday, we're going to go and listen to the song Talking to the Moon by Bruno Mars. Leave a comment if you like it.
I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back, I want you back.My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I have, you're all I have. At night when the stars light up my room, I sit by myself, talking to the moon.Trying to get to you in hopes you're on the other side, talking to me too. Or am I a fool who sits alone talking to the moon? Oh, I'm feeling like I'm famousThe talk of the town. They say I've gone mad, yeah, I've gone mad. But they don't know what I know, 'cause when the sun goes down, someone's talking back. Yeah, they're talking back. Oh, at night when the stars light up my room. I sit by myself, talking to the moon, trying to get to you, in hopes you're on the other side, talking to me too.To the moon. Do you ever hear me calling? Cause every night I'm talking to the moon.Somewhere out there, somewhere far away.
这是一首怀念逝去爱人的歌曲，若大家喜欢的话，网盘链接已经放在文本下方。好，接下来呢，咱们要去看一些单词，这些单词呢有一个共同点，它们都有纪念或者缅怀这样的意思。来看第一个，第一个比较长，比较正式，动词纪念，跟我一起读一下 commemorate, commemorate, C-O-M-M-O-R-A-T-E, commemorate. 例句，为纪念他逝世30周年，有一系列的电影要上映。A series of movies will be shown to commemorate the 30th anniversary of his death. 注意一下第三十或者第二十，读这些叙述词的时候一定要加一个a音在里面。比如说第二十个 the 20th, 第三十个 the 30th, the 30th。好，下面一句，端午节又叫龙舟节，是为了纪念爱国诗人屈原。The Duanwu Festival, also called the Dragon Boat Festival, is to commemorate the patriotic poet 屈原。Commemorate. 好，下面看一个词组 ,in memory of, 以什么人的记忆，其实就是纪念的意思啊，这个短语。比如说他捐赠了这幅画以纪念他的妻子。He donated the painting in memory of his wife. In memory of. 好，下面我们看几个有着纪念性这样一个意思的一些单词。比如说第一个 ,memorial, M-E-M-O-R-I-A-L, memorial, 纪念物、纪念碑、纪念馆、纪念仪式等等。听一个例句，这座雕像是对战争死难者的永久纪念。The statue is a lasting memorial to those who died in the war. Memorial. Memorial. 好，下面一个。Memento. Memento. M-E-M-E-N-T-O. Memento.名词，纪念品或者引起回忆的东西。比如说，这些照片将成为你们婚礼的永久纪念品。The photos will be a permanent memento of your wedding. 下一个 ,keepsake, 拥有保持 sake, 目的利益，放在一起就变成了有纪念意义的东西，就是什么信物或者纪念品的意思啊。Keepsake. 比如说我仍然把它当作纪念品保存着。I still have it. 还在呀这个东西。As a keepsake. 作为一个纪念品，就是我把它当纪念品保存着呢。好，最后一个大家应该都知道，就是什么 souvenir, S-O-U-V-E-N-I-R, souvenir, 刚刚是破音了 souvenir, S-O-U-V-E-N-I-R, 纪念物、纪念品的意思。比如说请接受这个象征我们友谊的纪念物吧。 Please accept this as a small souvenir of our friendship.好了，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了，非常感谢您的收听和陪伴，我是 Linda, 可以关注我。 Love you guys, 下次见咯。 Trying to get to you